This is the Makers Co. podcast for creative side hustlers and entrepreneurs.
If you're looking for the community that will help support you while you hone your craft, develop a brand, gain marketing skills, and get creative alignment to design a life, career, and business you love, then you've come to the right place.
Building a business is one thing, but following your path to build a creative business or career you're in love with every day is quite another. We want to talk about it.
Welcome to the Makers Collective Podcast with Lacey and Laura.
Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of the Makers Co. Podcast. We're really excited to be launching this new project.
So in this first episode, you'll be meeting us, Lacey
and Laura,
and learning a little bit about how we met and how this podcast came to be. So without further ado, here's episode one. Here we are, Laura.
Here we are.
We're podcasting.
We're podcasters.
We're podcasters.
Real exciting.
Earlier today, I was thinking about it.
Yes.
How did we meet?
Our love story is very much entwined with my own actual love story, which is really sweet. I think the first time we met in Smile Tiger Coffee, you were visiting our sweet friends Misty and Jeff.
Yes.
And I came down to also see Jeff, and then you were there, and then we met, but it was very sort of unceremonious, yes, I would say.
The first encounter was.
Yeah, I would say the first, like, really until we went to Iceland together, it was very, like, I knew a lot about you and had heard lots of things about you, but I didn't really, I hadn't really experienced you yet.
That is, this is so fun. Okay, so for a little background information, so Laura and I know a lot of similar people, and Laura and I met during a great time of change in our lives. Laura was falling in love with this great guy who just so happened to be my roommate.
Yay!
I love these connections. And I'm so happy. The two of these guys are so great. You'll hear more about Jeff later, I'm sure. But yeah, so I had heard a lot about Laura and how wonderful she was from my roommate Jeff, and I was excited to meet her. And then just so happens, some of our mutual friends were getting married in Iceland, a couple of my best friends. And what happened there,
Laura? And so let me set the scene for you on this one. So Dave and Jen, Dave is one of Jeff's best friends. And they've known each other for years, and so I have heard at this point sort of all about them and that they're getting married in Iceland, and it's this, you know, this big thing. So Jeff and I are dating, and we're about a month in, and it's a week away from going to the wedding, and then, Jeff, on a Monday morning, I came down to have coffee with him at Smile Tiger. That's where my office is, and I'm about to go back upstairs to go on with my day, and he says, before you go, would you like to go on an adventure with me to Iceland? And then I died, obviously, because A, that's like the most romantic, but B, it's a week away, and so obviously that's crazy. And so I was both like amazing and also what the fuck.
That's incredible.
But then I was, you know, I got my shit together, figured it out. We were booking my plane tickets that night, and a week later we went to Iceland.
Oh yeah. I love that story. It's it's so romantic. Like, while it was happening, I, like, kind of heard about it on the sidelines from Jeff, and I just thought, like, holy shit, this is so cute. And all of us were, like, taking bets, like, will she go? Won't she go? And then you came, and it was amazing. So, smash cut to, Laura and I truly bonded in Iceland, of yes. all places. And I think that's where the whole thing happened.
Yeah.
So, what was your impression of me, dearest Laura?
My impression of Lacey? I mean, you were going through it at that point. There were some things going on personally for you.
Totally.
That were hard. But
a breakup, y'all. Yeah.
But you're just such a lovely human being. You're very, there's a lot of energy and positivity and just sort of general excitement for life, which is wonderful. And then you're just like, you're very kind, you're very funny. We have similar weirdness.
Yeah.
We're similarly weird. So we connected on that weird level, which is always great. We easily connected.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. We were fast friends.
I also
just hit it right off.
Very much admired kind of the story of sort of what you've been doing over the past year with both your marketing and your art, because I come from a very sort of similar background in the sense that I had my own business with my best friend for about 4 years, and to the point that I had sort of quit my job and was trying to put everything into it. It didn't work out because, you know, it's hard to be an entrepreneur, but I've totally. Always had that sort of desire to do my own thing in me, and so I kind of looked at Lacey as a bit of a beacon of hope that it is possible to go out on your own. Aww. And to make it happen. And then also it's just nice to, I mean, I've been in Kitchener now for just over a year, like a year and like 3 months. And I know, you know, I know people, but I don't know a ton of people. So it was really nice also to start to meet more people that are my age and that are kind of in my industry and are doing things that I think are awesome and want to be a part of. Because that was something that I had when I was in Toronto, kind of had built a bit of that community, especially sort of around the female entrepreneurs. And so was kind of missing that. And I feel like I'm starting to kind of get back into that, which is really nice.
Amazing. I love that.
Yeah. So we do Iceland. It's amazing. We bond super hard.
Super hard.
We come back. You break up with your person.
Oh yeah.
And then.
Yeah. And then.
And then it was summer.
Oh my. It was summer. What an incredible summer it was. Yeah, no, I mean, for any of you who have gone through any big change, like, I had changed everything about my life. And, you know, my relationship, it didn't work out through a lot of those changes, and for a good reason. But then after that, you know, you just start to really lean into your support systems. And for me, it was such a good time to look around and recognize that I had such an incredible support system, both friends that I've had here for a while and lots of new people, lots of new women. There's so many incredible ladies kicking ass in Kitchener-Waterloo. And, you know, Laura mentioned being what I like to term being a transplant. So you're from Toronto. You were there for many years, kind of established yourself there. And for me, I'm also a transplant, but I've been in KW for, like, since 2008 now, which is, holy fuck, like, almost 10 years.
That's a lot of years.
Oh, it's really weird to think about. I came here for school, university, and, you know, I graduated, left for a while when traveling, and then ultimately ended up choosing Kitchener-Waterloo. And it takes such a long time to find those really, like, rooted friendships that, you know, feel like family. And I was just so happy because it happened real quick with my girl Laura. Yeah, so that's kind of like how we met. We had a great summer of lots of fun, just like talked about a lot of our goals, dreams, ideas, visions. We could move into like how this all came to be, like, why are we podcasting now?
Yes, I do remember this conversation. I was trying to think of when that happened, but I don't remember the exact timing of it, but I remember, so, like, Lacey and I would get together and just sort of have these sessions where we would just chat about, you know, ideas we had and things that we've been struggling with and things that we wanted to do and kind of business things, non-business things, all of everything. And so during one of these sessions, Lacey was kind of, we were talking a bit about sort of goals and things that we wanted to do. And Lacey brought forward the idea of wanting to do a podcast for her Makers Co. community, which I thought was a great idea. And also podcasts are awesome and everybody fucking loves them. And so super awesome idea. And then she kind of got all like weird and was like, and then was like, you know, and I've been thinking that I would really, you know, I think I would really like to have, like a co-host. I think I would like, I would be more sort of into it if I had a co-host. And I knew what was coming, but I wanted her to say it. And so I just sat back and was like, yeah, that's amazing. Love it. And then she was like, you know, and I've been thinking about who's in my network and who would be good. And, you know, I just keep coming back to you. And I was like, yes.
Aww.
So.
So cute.
Yeah. So obviously I was super excited and really jazzed about the idea of doing something like this with Lacey. But then it was kind of this moment of, so we've agreed that we're going to do this and we started talking about it and putting the ideas together. And then I was like, fuck, I don't know anything about doing a podcast. So, but what was interesting was that, like maybe a day or two after we had sort of made this decision, Jeff and I were driving down Queen Street past, the Kitchener Public Library, and they have that a neon sign outside, and we just happened to be stopped at the right place at the right time to see that they were having a podcast seminar kind of thing, all around kind of how to get started with podcasting. So Lacey and I signed up and we went. It was great.
I love that. I love that. It's basically like I was asking you out, you know?
Yeah.
It was a true love story.
Well, and so then let's rewind a little bit and go back to maybe talking about the Makers Co. community and kind of your journey with.
Oh, yeah.
Until the point at which we decided to do a podcast.
This is the origin story, right? Mm-hmm. Right here, folks. I'll kind of give you, at a high level, how and why I got to that point of asking you. Just over a year ago, I quit my corporate job, went out on my own to do freelancing full-time and my art stuff and all that. And through the course of doing that, you kind of go through a lot of changes, both in lifestyle, schedule, mindset, all these things. And one of the things that I felt was really lacking in my day-to-day life was having a team, having a community, having people to bounce your ideas off of and work with and collaborate with. And so I went through this like very interesting time where, I don't know, I was kind of depressed. I was lonely. I was like, how do I figure this piece out? Because, like, I know how to do the work. I know how to make the money, but where are my people? And so I kind of went on this hunt for a community of like-minded individuals who were doing similar things. And when you work for yourself, then for the first time, you know, you can actually choose who you spend your time with every day rather than kind of going to work every day and being surrounded by people. Maybe you want to be around, maybe you don't. So I thought long and hard about that, and I wanted to be around creatives and entrepreneurs and makers. And so I went and looked for them. I was like, where's the community here in Kitchener-Waterloo? There's got to be a place where I could go. Long story short, I was coming up short. I wasn't really finding where they were, and if I was finding the communities that do exist here, they were very, very niched out and very specific to a certain discipline, let's just say. So it's like the quilters of Waterloo and, you know, the knitters of Kitchener and the, you know, the photographer meetup of the month, like things like this, right? And so I could identify with some of those things, but I wanted a place where a lot of multidisciplinary creative folks in this sector could come together and connect and help each other and just, you know, build relationships. So anyway, I went and met with a bunch of leaders from the creative sector here in town to kind of ask them their advice and where they would point me to, how they kind of did it. And again, like after many, many informational interviews, there was this one lady at the end there and she was like, you know, you're from a different generation and respectfully, I don't get it. You know, like she was like, you are an artist and you're a creative type, but you're coming up in a totally different time with technology that blows my mind. And she's like, when I came up, I needed community too, but we had to like go knocking on doors to find it. And she's like, you have this whole technology sort of crazy digital world to connect further, faster, farther than I could ever imagine. And she's like, if you're looking for something and you're not finding it, you have to create it.
Wise words.
Oh, didoy, right? So anyway, it was a bit daunting because, you know, starting anything fresh is, it takes work. But I got excited. But I started small, right? And I put a survey out and I pitched it out on my social media and just asked creative types to just tell me if they were also looking for something like this, if they'd be interested in it, what kind of topics they'd want to chat about, how they would like the content or the discussion to take place. Would it be best in blog form, video form, podcast form? I got an overwhelming amount of responses unexpectedly. Like, I thought I'd get maybe a dozen of my friends to tell me. And there were about 50 responses, and this survey was in depth. You had to be committed if you wanted to participate, and I was so grateful to all of them, because through those results, it really helped me get clear on how to structure this thing and, like, how to best put it together so that it could provide value and be of motivation, inspiration. It's just something that would pull people together in the right ways. Makers Collective came out of that, and it definitely has been a project, a passion project for me. But through, like, the survey, through kind of going through the process of blogging and realizing that it wasn't quite connecting.
Well, and so then that's a good, mm-hmm. that's a good clarification here. So how did it, how did you start it? What was the platform? What was the angle that you were kind of taking?
Great. Good call. Because after the survey, you know, there were some split results, right? Like some people prefer connecting, you know, online, some in person, some like a blog, some like a podcast. So I had a lot of different responses, and for me, knowing that I had, like, just a small amount of time and resource to start, I had to start small, right? So I was like, okay, we're going to make a closed Facebook community. This is private and sort of secure and feel safe for people to open up and share with each other. And so we did that, and then I started blogging on the website and did, like, kind of pseudo interviews, to because that's kind of the vision that I saw this thing taking, like, flight in, is interviewing other creatives and sharing stories and stuff like that. So I started blogging, had the community, and it, like, you know, it was just slowly growing. I was putting a little bit of effort into it when I could, and it grew, not crazy, but enough to get more feedback, more response, and to realize that the blogging I was doing, although interesting, the written form wasn't quite what everybody had time for, was interested in. And that's where it was like, okay, Lace, blogging isn't going to be the thing, the main thing that's going to help grow this community. So we either have to approach it from a video perspective or podcasting. And then, yeah, just weighing out the pros and cons for me personally, video would have been very cumbersome. I didn't quite have the time or resource to do a whole production like that. But podcasting appealed to me because I love podcasts. It's conversational, so it makes sense. Like, the medium makes sense for the audience that I envisioned. But it was also daunting, right? And I remember you and I discussing this. I was like, I really want to start this, but I don't want to start it and, like, just let it flop. I need to start this and really do it big.
Yeah, and so we talked a lot about that in the beginning, which was really great because I think that's really important. And we came up with a plan for how we were going to kind of do that. Also, I think we've been good at kind of checking in with each other, mm-hmm. and being like, okay, so this, we haven't hit this sort of landmark yet, but we're going to do this to make sure that that it happens in a timely manner in the new year, or whatever it is. But I think, yeah, we've just been really good about, mm-hmm. about talking about all the things and having the harder conversations and making sure that we are able to do this in a way that feels, it feels good. It feels exciting.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's so important because I've started other projects, like, very similar to you, you know. I feel like all of us, we're so ambitious. We want to do all these things, all these ideas, but at the end of the day, you have to be careful about that. And someone had once told me, you know, like, if you're going to start something new, it's best to start things one at a time. So if you start one business venture, make sure that gets off the ground and it's, like, solid before you start the next. And I have not always listened to that advice. But, you know, thinking about this podcast, it's something that I really care about. And the two of us really want it to land well and be of value to people. So we were like, okay, we have to feel good about it. And so, yeah, it's good to have these conversations from the get-go. And I was just so pleased that it kind of forced us to do that. And yeah. And here we are. So this is really like a look behind the curtain of how this all came to be and why we're here, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Good 2018.
Question. Yes, yes.
Is it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. I mean, I think right now we're by the time people are listening to this, if you're listening to this, then we've launched, and that's amazing. We're kind of just now in the process of talking to some really interesting people, and we hope that this will become something that you'll want to follow and listen to on a regular basis, and we hope that we'll be providing valuable content that mm-hmm. helps you feel connected and feel like you have that community and that you have people that you can talk to about all the things, about your creativity and your desire to have your own business, or not even, maybe if you're just interested in how to get started doing something that maybe you've never done before. Or you have an idea and you're not sure if it's going to work or not. Yeah, we hope that we're able to help you.
Absolutely. You know, it's like, it's so great because just a short year ago, this is something that I wish I had.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the one other thing I'll add there is just, there's something about knowing that a lot of other people have been through the same thing you have, because it can often feel really lonely and you can feel really, like you're just fucking up. Like it can just feel really shitty, when you don't, and you look around and sort of in this, the world we live in right now with social media, it's all about putting your best foot forward. And so it can be so easy to look at what other people are doing and think that, and make up your own story about where they're at and how they got there. And it's probably bullshit.
Exactly.
So we're really into a thing that I'm really interested in is the how that journey of getting to where you've gotten and the shit you've dealt with along the way and how you dealt with it and how you failed. And, you know, I hope that we are able to kind of pull those things
and have ourselves and our guests share exactly what it took to make something happen or what we're going through at the moment. And hopefully by sharing those things, other people out there can relate or just take some sort of happiness from, you know, hearing that from other people and understanding that there is no one path to getting to where you want to be and achieving goals that you want to, you know, kick ass at. So that is, that's us. And let the games begin.
Yeah.
We're really excited to go on this journey with you guys. So thanks for coming along. And
until next time.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening to the Makers Co. podcast. We hope you'll continue to follow along as we interview creative entrepreneurs and makers in our community and each other to provide you with practical business advice, inspiration, and support while on your way to designing a life, career, and business you love.
If you'd like to continue listening, subscribe to the Makers Co. email list so you know as soon as each episode is dropped. You can also join our growing community through our website at www.makerscollective.club. And continue the discussion with us on Facebook and Instagram. You will find links to all of those in the show notes.